the airwaves, toll free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Joni Ray.
Hey, don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, you can actually create the content. As our caller did, we're going to bring Cody back on the line in a moment here, but he actually submitted the article that we started the show with that turned out to be total satire, and it snookered the both of us right up to the point that the story is about a city in Utah making porn illegal. Turns out it's not true. But it fooled me right up until the point where I read the line about how they also wanted to ban certain vegetables and produce because, well, you can use your imagination there. Let's go back to Cody listening in Utah. And Cody, it fooled you as well. As somebody who lives in Utah, you thought that they'd actually finally done it.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, it fooled me too. You know, kind of given the socio-political climate of Utah, it wasn't completely unbelievable. You know, it's a very religious state. You know, we're kind of the Mormon capital of the world. You know, it's really, I'm not trying to single them out. I think this could have been, I would have fallen for it from any other very religious community. And so that kind of brought up the question for me, and I just wanted to get your guys' take on this too, is, you know, are people willing to give up their liberty for religion more willingly than they are the government, maybe?
I don't know. It's a good question because I would say that the government is as much of a religion as religion.
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, for sure.
So I don't really, anymore at least, I don't draw a real line between the two. I mean, a government is a religion of men over other men, men and women over other men and women, and organized religion is the same thing. It's just that organized religion, is more voluntary. So I actually have more appreciation for organized religion from that perspective, that at least everybody involved in an organized religion is choosing that, and, they're not forced to go to those churches.
Yeah, I think they are more willing to give up their freedom for religion rather than for the state, because everybody knows the state is other men, and God is God.
Well, and maybe you're right, Johnny Ray. Maybe they're also more willing to give it up because they've consented to give it up. You know, maybe they've determined that they believe this is what's best for them. So therefore, you know, this particular set of strictures, as handed down by this set of men who claims they got it from God, that this is the best option for living. So therefore, they're going to adhere themselves to whatever that code happens to be, as opposed to the state, which forces a code upon people. And when you're forced to do something against your will, that can create frustration, that can create anger, that can create resentment, it can create people rejecting those rules. So, yeah, maybe they are more likely to give up their freedom for religion, but at least then it's a consensual thing.
Yeah, speaking to consent and consensual relationships, I have a cell phone, I have a car payment, and I cheerfully pay those every month. And I know that maybe more so with the cell phone, the government is tied up into all that. You just can't get away from it here in the U.S., but I consider that still to be a relatively private relationship that I have, and I'm willingly and cheerfully pay that every month, but automobile inspection and taxes, I do it grudgingly. I don't feel at bad at all if I get it, if I'm late. If I could cheat, if I was good at it, I knew how to do it, I would do it with no compunctions about it.
Cody, your thoughts?
I don't disagree with you guys. In fact, I do agree, but kind of for the sake of argument, you're saying that people, you know, they can join these religions willingly, and that is true, but, one aspect, I think there is kind of an aspect of coercion there. You know, instead of men with guns threatening to throw you in a cage, you have men with scriptures threatening, you're going to burn in hell if you
damn
don't
you for
religion.
Eternity.
It's an interesting point.
Yeah.
But there's no... So, right, I get your point there. That is certainly... It could be seen as a threat. Absolutely, it could. Or it could also be seen as storytelling. There's no proof of what those people will say, right? They can make all the claims they want about the devil and hell and et cetera, but there's no real proof for them to really point to besides some old book. Whereas, at least with the government, you can point to them putting people in prison cells. Like, you know what they're going to do, and there's no doubt about it. But you make a good point nonetheless, Cody. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just want to apologize for posting a fake article. But the,
No apologies. You can post whatever the hell you want. It's our job to discern what's real and what's not. Thanks for the call, and we dropped the ball on that one. But it ended up being good discussion anyway, I thought.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change gears here. We've spent a lot of time on e-cigarettes and porn in Utah and banning things. Take it to Russia, where Pussy Riot's Nadzeha Tolokonikova has spoken out from inside the penal colony number 14, where she is going on a hunger strike effective yesterday. Now, for those of you that don't recall, the Pussy Riot story made headlines over a year ago, probably more like a year and a half, 2 years ago, when they went into the Russian Orthodox Christian Church and they performed a song, a cappella.
I think it's Nadezhda.
Thank you.
Sound it out.
Nadezhda Tolokonikova?
I think you've got it.
Okay. I may screw it up again. But anyway, they beautiful lady, by the way. They went into this church. They performed. It was a protest song. They were arrested for hooliganism, if I'm recalling correctly, and sentenced to 2 years in prison for that. Now, they didn't do any damage. Yeah, they did, you know, go on somebody's private property that, you know, they should have been told to leave, and they should have left. And if they didn't leave when they were told to leave, and there's no evidence they were told to leave, I don't know how it all went down. But they shouldn't go to prison for 2 years for this. But all that aside, that's what happened. They were sentenced, and now one of them is, I believe one of them somehow got out on some kind of an appeal, if I'm not mistaken. And anyway, Nadezhda. Are you good at pronouncing Russian?
No, I'm not. But
it sounds as good as I'm going to get here.
The ZH is usually a Z sound, so the rest of it, you just put it all together and you get Nadezhda.
Nadezhda is in prison, and she is in the worst prison. This is what she has to say about her experience. And if you're going to call on this, just be patient. We'll get to you here in a moment. I want to make sure we can get through this because it's lengthy and I think really outrageous to give you an idea of what prison conditions are like there in Russia. Beginning Monday, that's yesterday, I'm going on a hunger strike. This is an extreme method, but I'm convinced that it's my only way out of my current situation. The penal colony administration refuses to hear me, but I, in turn, refuse to back down from my demands. I will not be silent. I will not remain silent, resigned to watch as my fellow prisoners collapse under the strain of slavery-like conditions. I demand that the colony administration respect human rights. I demand that the Mordovia camp function in accordance with the law. I demand that we be treated like human beings, not slaves. It has been a year since I arrived at penal colony number 14 in the Mordovian village of Parts. As the prisoner's saying goes, those who never did time in Mordovia never did time at all. I started hearing about Mordovian prison colonies while I was still being held at pretrial detention center number 6 in Moscow. They have the highest levels of security, the longest workdays, and the most flagrant rights violations. When they send you off to Mordovia, it's as though you're headed to the scaffold. Until the very last moment, they keep hoping. Perhaps they won't send you to Mordovia after all. Maybe it will blow over. Well, nothing blew over, and in the autumn of 2012, I arrived at the camp on the banks of the Partsa River. Mordovia greeted me with the words of the deputy chief of the penal colony, Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov, who is the de facto head administrator of our colony. He said at the time, "You should know that when it comes to politics, I am a Stalinist." Colonel Kuligin, the other head administrator, the colony is run in tandem, called me in for a conversation on my first day here with the objective to force me to confess my guilt. "A misfortune has befallen you, isn't that so?" he said. "You've been sentenced to 2 years in the colony. People usually change their minds when bad things happen to them. If you want to be as paroled as soon as possible, you have to confess your guilt. If you don't, you won't get parole." I told him right away that I would only work the 8 hours a day required by the labor code. "The code is one thing," he said. "What really matters is fulfilling your quota. If you don't, you work overtime. You should know that we have broken stronger wills than yours." And we'll tell you how they attempt to break those wills here in moments. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More from inside one of the worst of the Russian prisons in moments.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. More from inside one of the worst Russian prisons from one of the members of Pussy Riot here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
You can also join us via Skype. Skype username there is lrn.fm. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can find all kinds of content, all for free. The mobile site is available to you. If you have a smartphone, you can go to M as in mobile. freetalklive.com and tune into our live streams there, or also get the podcast through the mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. You know, until recently, it's been pretty hard to turn cash into bitcoins. One of the advertisers that have been with the show for a long time has been out of the market for a while, and that's unfortunate. It's made it very, very difficult for people to turn cash into bitcoins until cashintocoins.com. In fact, you can go to any Wells Fargo in the United States, and I was informed today that they have updated their website. I just haven't had a chance to check it yet, so I will do that now. But as I understand it, Cash into Coins has added options. It was only Wells Fargo previously, but as I understand it, they are now making it so you can go to Bank of America as well as your local credit union, perhaps. Anyway, the idea is you deposit cash into a specified account. You take a picture of the receipt of that deposit. You write your identifying deposit number on there, because when you go to cashintocoins.com, they'll give you a special unique number for your transaction. You write that on the receipt, take a picture of it, send that photo off to cashintocoins.com, and then within as few as minutes, as long as a few hours, you will have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. And this has been tried by our very own Daryl Perry. He did the credit union option. We've had listeners try it at Wells Fargo and report back success. So it's working for people.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I missed something. Credit union option?
Yes. I don't know. I was told that it has been added to the website at this point, but I have yet to actually find out where that is. So I believe it's coming soon if it's not there yet.
Okay, I remember now, because Mark had brought it up in one of the shows, and you scolded him for that because you didn't think that function was functional.
Well, as I understand it, I don't have the messages earlier, but Benjamin,
but Daryl has done it.
Daryl has done it. He was given special instructions via email, and it worked. So I know that's coming. I don't see it there on the site quite yet, but I believe it is coming.
Okay.
So we'll inform you when that is ready. I was told it was already there. I'm not seeing it right now. Cashintocoins.com. You can do it absolutely at any Wells Fargo location, and those things are all over the place. Unfortunately, they're not here in the North New England area, so I'm looking forward to the Bank of America option as well as the credit union one. And you don't have to have an account at any of these places. You just show up with your cash, with the deposit information, you deposit the money, take the picture, send it off to cashintocoins.com, and you get your bitcoins. Very simple, and it works. People are really happy to have this service available again. So that's, once again, cashintocoins.com. So we're going back to Mordovia camp, where thankfully we don't have to be, but unfortunately many people are, and thankfully one of those people, at least, is Nadezhda Tolokonikova, who is one of the members of Pussy Riot. Now, I'm not saying it's fortunate that she's there, but it's fortunate from the perspective that she can tell us about what's happening there, because the average prisoner doesn't get the level of attention that Nadezhda does. There are people in this prison who are being forced to work in horrifying conditions. We'll tell you about those in a moment here, but they have no voice. She can give them that voice. And as horrifying as it is that she's there, it's a good thing that people are able to see what is happening. Whether any reform will come from this is another question, because government prisons are not likely to be changed just because somebody speaks out about them. All that said, I think it's useful to give a perspective on what prisons, as bad as prison can be, what things are like in this particular one. And this was Mordovia, penal colony number 14 in the village of Parts in Russia. So she's dealing with Colonel Kuligin and Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov, who one of them says he's a Stalinist. That's how he runs his colony. And he says that he has broken stronger wills than yours to this young lady. My brigade, she said, brigade in the sewing shop works 16 to 17 hours a day, from 7:30 in the morning to 12:30 in the morning. At best, we get 4 hours of sleep a night. We have a day off once every month and a half. We work almost every Sunday. Prisoners submit petitions to work on weekends out of their own desire. In actuality, there is, of course, no desire to speak of. These petitions are written on the orders of the administration and under pressure from the prisoners that help enforce it. No one dares to disobey these orders and not submit such petitions regarding entering the work zone on Sunday, which means working until 1 a.m., Once, a 50-year-old woman asked to go back to the residential zone at 8 p.m. instead of 12:30 in the morning so she could go to bed at 10 p.m. and get 8 hours of sleep just once a week. She was feeling ill. She had high blood pressure. In response, they held a unit meeting in order to take the woman down, insult, and humiliate her, branding her a parasite. What? Do you think you're the only one who wants more sleep? You need to work harder, you cow, they said to her. When someone from the brigade doesn't come in or come to work on doctor's orders, they're bullied as well. I worked when I had a fever of 40 degrees centigrade, and it was fine. What are you thinking? Who's going to pick up the slack for you? My residential unit in the camp greeted me with the words of a fellow prisoner finishing off her ninth-year term. Quote, the pigs are scared to touch you themselves. They want to do it with the hands of the inmates, unquote. In the colony, you see, the inmates are in charge of the brigades, as well as their senior members are the ones tasked with depriving fellow inmates' rights, terrorizing them, and turning them into speechless slaves, all on the orders of the administration. For the maintenance of discipline and obedience, there is a widely implemented system of unofficial punishments. Prisoners are forced to stay in the fenced-off passageway between two areas in the camp until lights out. The prisoner is forbidden to go into the barracks, whether it be autumn or winter. In the 2nd Brigade, consisting of the disabled and elderly, there was a woman who ended up getting such bad frostbite after a day in this area that they had to amputate her fingers and one of her feet. Lose hygiene privileges. The prisoner is forbidden to wash themselves or use the bathroom. You can lose commissary and tea room privileges, where the prisoner is forbidden to eat their own food or drink beverages. It's both funny and frightening when a 40-year-old woman tells you, look, looks like we're being punished today. I wonder whether we're going to be punished tomorrow, too. She can't leave the sewing workshop to pee or to get a piece of candy from her purse. It's forbidden. Thinking only of sleep and a sip of tea, the harassed and dirty prisoner becomes obedient putty in the hands of the administration, which sees us solely as free slave labor. Thus, in June of 2013, my salary was 29 rubles for the month. Our brigade sews 150 police uniforms per day.
And 29 rubles is 57 pence, and a pence is something like a penny.
Yep. Our brigade sews 150 police uniforms per day. Where does the money they get for them go? The camp has been allocating funding to buy completely new equipment a number of times. However, the administration has limited itself to repainting the sewing machines with the hands of its laborers. We sew using physically and morally exhausted machinery. According to the labor code, when equipment doesn't correspond with current industry standards, quotas must be lowered in relation to typical trade conventions. But the quotas at the prison only rise, and suddenly and miraculously at that. If you let them see that you can deliver 100 uniforms, they'll raise the minimum to 120, say veteran machine runners. And you can't fail to deliver either, or else your whole unit will be punished. The entire brigade will continue with the Russian prison in moments. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a restore. resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free. Nadezhda Tolokonikova is writing over at The Guardian. I forgot to mention that. TheGuardian.com is hosting this piece about her experience in prison so far over in Russia, and she is going on a hunger strike effective as of yesterday, and she's explaining her reasoning for it. It's horrifying conditions are a major factor. By the way, I did find that it's true. CashIntoCoins.com, as we were talking about in the last segment, is now accepting deposits at Bank of America and also Wells Fargo, as they have been, and now also credit unions through what's called shared branching. So any credit union that has shared branching, you can do the a deposit there with CashIntoCoins.com. Pretty cool stuff. So hey, the Free State Project is the reason why you and I moved here, Johnny Ray, from different places. You came from North Carolina, I came from Florida. There are over 14,800 people who are pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire and get active for achieving more freedom in our lifetime. It's an amazing project that has only just begun. We want to reach 20,000 people to make that pledge. So we're getting there. We're almost to 75% of that goal. But we need your help. If you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, and that is that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that you should be able to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. If you're that kind of person, like me and Johnny Ray, you should get up here as soon as possible. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, get signed up, and then start making plans to make your move to New Hampshire where you can get active and actually make an impact for liberty in your lifetime. Once again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about the absence of liberty, the complete absence of liberty, as is happening to one of the members of Pussy Riot. As you may recall, they were sentenced to prison in Russia for the dastardly crime of singing a song at a church. Now, albeit they weren't welcome at that particular church to sing that particular song, but nonetheless, They didn't damage anybody's property. Nobody was harmed. They certainly don't belong in prison for 2 years. But this is Russia, and for those that are listening to this saying, well, it's not that bad here, I don't know if you should jump to that conclusion. There are some pretty bad prisons in the U.S. I don't know if they fall to this level of depravity and horror, but nonetheless, people having their human rights taken away from them, turned into slaves, that happens here. If you don't do what you're told at a U.S. prison, you'll be put in solitary confinement. And the purpose of solitary confinement is to disconnect you from any kind of human contact and drive you insane.
We have the same underlying mentality here as in Russia, that there's a political machine that is more powerful than you and is more important than you, and your whatever you think your human rights are, they are as nothing to the machine.
So I want to continue with her story as to what's happening there and why she's going on a hunger strike. She's talking about how they are forced to make uniforms for the police. They make 150 uniforms per day in her brigade. And as the veteran machine runners will point out, if you can deliver 100 uniforms and they know that, then they'll raise the minimum to 120. And if you don't deliver, then they punish the entire brigade. The punishment will be, for instance, that all of you will be forced to stand in the quad for hours without permission to use the bathroom, without permission to take a sip of water. 2 weeks ago, the production quotas for all colony brigades was arbitrarily increased by 50 units. If previously the minimum had been 100 uniforms per day, now it is 150. According to the labor code, workers must be notified of a change in the production quota no less than 2 months before it's enforced. At PC-14, her prison, we just woke up one day to find we had a new quota because the idea happened to have popped into the heads of the administrators of our sweatshop. That's what the prisoners call the colony. The number of people in the brigade decreases, but the quota grows. As a result, those left behind have to work harder and harder. The mechanics say that they don't have the parts necessary to repair the machinery, and they will not be getting them. There are no parts. When will they come? Are you kidding? This is Russia. Why even ask that question? During my first few months in the work zone, I practically became a mechanic. I taught myself out of necessity. I threw myself at my machine, screwdriver in hand, desperate to fix it. Your hands are pierced with needle marks and covered in scratches. Your blood is all over the work table, but still, you keep sewing. You are part of the assembly line, and you have to complete your task as well as the experienced sewers. Meanwhile, the damn machine keeps breaking down. Because you're new and there's a deficit, you end up with the worst equipment, the weakest motor on the line. And now it's broken down again, and once again, you run to find the mechanic, who is impossible to find. They yell at you. They berate you for slowing down production. There are no sewing classes in the colony either. Newbies are unceremoniously sat down in front of their machines and given their assignments. If you weren't Tolokonikova, they say, you would have had the S kicked out of you a long time ago, say the fellow prisoners with close ties to the administration. It's true, others are beaten up for not being able to keep up. They hit them in the kidneys, in the face. Prisoners themselves deliver these beatings, and not a single one of them is done without the approval and full knowledge of the administration. A year ago, before I came here, a gypsy woman in the third unit was beaten to death. The third is the pressure unit, where they put prisoners that need to undergo daily beatings. She died in the medical unit of PC-14. The administration was able to cover it up. The official cause of death was a stroke, they said. In another unit, new seamstresses who couldn't keep up were undressed and forced to sew naked. No one dares complain to the administration, because all they will do is smile and send the prisoner back to the unit, where the snitch will be beaten on the orders of that same administration. For the colony administration, controlling hazing is a convenient method of forcing prisoners into total submission to their systematic abuse of human rights. A threatening, anxious atmosphere pervades the work zone. Eternally sleep-deprived, overwhelmed by the endless race to fulfill inhumanely large quotas, prisoners are always on the verge of breaking down, screaming at each other, fighting over the smallest things. Just recently, a young woman got stabbed in the head with a pair of scissors because she didn't turn in a pair of pants on time. Another tried to cut her own stomach open with a hacksaw. They stopped her. Those who found themselves in PC-14 in 2010, the year of smoke and fire said that while the wildfires were approaching the colony walls, prisoners continued to go to the work zone and fulfill their quotas. Due to the smoke, you couldn't see 2 meters in front of you, but covering their faces in wet handkerchiefs, they all went to work nonetheless. Because of the emergency conditions, prisoners weren't taken to the cafeteria for meals. Several women told me they were so horribly hungry, they started writing diaries in order to record the horror of what was happening to them. When the fires were finally put out, camp security thoroughly rooted these diaries out so that none of them would make it to the outside. The hygienic and residential conditions of the camp are calculated to make the prisoner feel like a filthy animal without any rights. Although there are hygiene rooms in the dormitories, there's also a general hygiene room with a corrective and punitive purpose. This room has a capacity of 5. However, all 800 colony prisoners are sent there to wash themselves. We do not have to wash ourselves in the hygiene rooms in our barracks. That would be too easy. In the general hygiene room, in the eternal press, women with little tubs attempt to wash their nursemaids as fast as they can, heaped onto one another. We are allowed to wash our hair once a week. However, even this bathing day gets canceled. A pump will break or plumbing will be stopped up. At times, my unit was unable to bathe for 2 to 3 weeks. When the plumbing breaks down, urine splashes and clumps of feces fly out of the hygiene rooms. We've learned to unclog the pipes ourselves, but our successes are short-lived. They soon get stopped up again. The colony doesn't have a snake for cleaning out the pipes. We get to do laundry once a week, and the laundry room is a small room with 3 faucets pouring weak streams of cold water. It must also be a corrective measure to only give prisoners stale bread, heavily watered-down milk, exclusively rusted millet and rotten potatoes. This summer they brought in sacks of slimy black potatoes in bulk. Then they fed them to us.
You know, Ian, potatoes are the worst smelling rotten food.
Is that right?
That there is.
The living and working condition violations of PC-14 are endless. However, my main and most important grievance is bigger than any one of these. It is that the colony administration prevents any complaints or claims regarding conditions at PC-14 from leaving colony walls by the harshest means available. The administration forces people to remain silent. It doesn't scorn stooping to the very lowest and cruelest means to this end. All of the other problems come from this one. The increased quotas, the 16-hour workday, and so on. We will continue with the remainder of her story here in moments, and we might be able to sneak your comment in at 855-450-FREE. More coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here. We might be able to sneak your thoughts in at 855-450-FREE, sharing with you the blog post here to TheGuardian.com from Pussy Riot's Nadezhda Tolokonikova. She's been in prison in Russia now for about a year's time, so she's got about a year remaining on her sentence. And she's about ready to, or actually as of yesterday, has begun a hunger strike. She's outlining the reasons why, which basically amount to just horrifying conditions, forced working environments where these women are being forced to work for 16 to 17 hours a day, barely getting 4 hours of sleep. They're forced to stand out in the cold until it's time for lights out. One woman had to have her fingers amputated and her foot amputated because it was so cold out there. She'd gotten frostbite. And just all kinds of different working conditions. They just keep increasing the quotas. They work these women to the bone. The prisoners enforce the rules on one another with an incredible level of violence. All of it is approved by the administration. They violate their own labor code rules. And nobody ever gets called on it, as she's pointing out here, because there's no way that anybody can get a grievance out of the prison. She says that they prevent complaints or claims regarding the conditions at this jail, or this prison, PC-14, as it is called in Moldova, I believe it is, from leaving the prison. So nobody can even get any kind of word out. And how she got this out, I imagine, would be through her attorney. In fact, we'll talk about what happened when she got this out here in a moment. And by the way, you can uncover the secrets and expose the lies over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's what you get there. Every day, the readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com. We go back to Nadezhda Tolokonikova's piece here from theguardian.com. So she's talking about how you can't get word out about the conditions. The administration, as an average prisoner, she's different. They haven't beaten her because, as she's been told by the other prisoners, because you're Tolokonikova. And they're treating her differently than the rest of the prisoners, even though it's still terrible conditions. The administration feels untouchable. It heedlessly oppresses prisoners with growing severity. I couldn't understand why everyone kept silent until I found myself faced with the avalanche of obstacles that falls on the prisoner who decides to speak out. Complaints simply do not leave the prison. The only chance is to complain through a lawyer or relatives. The administration, petty and vengeful, will meanwhile use all of its mechanisms for putting pressure on the prisoner, so she will see that her complaints will not help anyone, but only make things worse. They use collective punishment. You complain there's no hot water, and they turn it off entirely. In May of 2013, my lawyer, Dmitry Dins, filed a complaint about the conditions at PC-14 with the prosecutor's office. The deputy head of the colony, Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov, instantly made conditions at the camp unbearable. There was search after search, a flood of reports on all of my acquaintances, the seizure of warm clothes, and threats of seizure of warm footwear. At work, they get revenge with complicated sewing assignments, increased quotas, and fabricated malfunctions. The leaders of the unit next to mine, Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov's right hands, openly requested that prisoners interfere with my work output so that I could be sent to the punishment cell for damaging government property. They also ordered prisoners to provoke a fight with me. It's possible to tolerate anything as long as it only affects you. But the method of collective punishment is bigger than that. It means that your unit, or even the entire colony, is required to endure your punishment along with you. This includes, worst of all, people you've come to care about. One of my friends was denied parole, for which she'd been waiting for 7 years, working hard to exceed her work quotas. She was reprimanded for drinking tea with me. That day, Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov transferred her to another unit. Another close acquaintance of mine, a very well-educated woman, was thrown into the stress unit for daily beatings because she was reading and discussing a Justice Department document with me entitled Regulations for the Code of Conduct at Correctional Facilities. They filed reports on everyone who talked to me. It hurt me that people I cared about were forced to suffer. Grinning, Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov told me then, "You probably don't have any friends left." He explained that everything was happening because of my lawyer's complaint. Now I see that I should have gone on hunger strike back in May when I first found myself in this situation. However, the tremendous pressure that the administration had put on my fellow prisoners due to my actions led me to stop the process of filing complaints about the conditions in the colony. 3 weeks ago, on August 30th, I asked Lieutenant Colonel Kuprianov to grant the prisoners in my work brigade 8 hours of sleep. We were discussing decreasing the workday from 16 to 12 hours. "Fine. Starting Monday, the brigade will only work for 8 hours at a time," he replied. I knew this was another trap because it's physically impossible to fulfill the increased quota in 8 hours. Thus, the brigade will not have time and subsequently face punishment. "If anyone finds out that you're the one behind this, you'll never complain again," the lieutenant colonel continued. "After all, there's nothing to complain about in the afterlife." That's his quote, by the way. He goes on, quote, "And finally, never request things for other people. Only ask things for yourself. I've been working in the camps for many years, and those who come to me asking for things for other people go directly from my office to the punishment cell. You're the first person this won't happen to." Unquote. Over the course of the following weeks, life in my unit and work brigade became impossible. Prisoners with close ties to the administration began egging on the others to get revenge. They would say, "You're forbidden to have tea and food, from taking bathroom breaks and smoking for a week. Now you're always going to be punished unless you start behaving differently with the newbies and especially with Tolokonikova. Treat them like the old-timers used to treat you. Were you beaten? Of course you were. Did they rip your mouths? They did. F them up. You won't get punished." Unquote. Over and over, they attempt to get me to fight one of them. But what's the point of fighting with people who aren't in charge of themselves, who are only acting on the orders of the administration? Mordovian prisoners are afraid of their own shadows. They're completely terrified. If only yesterday they were well-disposed towards you and begging, "Do something about the 16-hour workday," they would say. After the administration started going after me, they're afraid to even speak to me. I turned to the administration with a proposal for dealing with the conflict. I asked that they release me from the pressure manufactured by them and enacted by the prisoners that they control, and they abolish slave labor at the colony by cutting the length of the workday and decreasing the quotas so they can correspond with the law. The pressure has only increased. Therefore, beginning September 23rd, that's yesterday, I'm going on hunger strike and refusing to participate in colony slave labor. I will do this until the administration starts obeying the law and stops treating incarcerated women like cattle, ejected from the realm of justice for the purpose of stoking the production of the sewing industry, until they start treating us like humans. And that's the update from Nadezhda Tolokonikova, where she is currently being held in PC 14, Penal Colony Number 14 in the Mordovian village of Parts. Hopefully, we'll hear from her again. Let's go to the phones. Helen's on the line in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Yeah, I say hopefully too, man. The Pussy Riots, her attorney, Dimitri, I hope the UN just had a big meeting here in New York today. I hope that this stuff from The Guardian can get also in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, whether other papers with Putin's prison thing here going. And I am very fearful for this woman's welfare and safety after this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this Pussy Riots, like, there were four of them. And two of them, like, they, like, skipped town. And they're in hiding somewhere. So they didn't go to prison.
Mm.
And two of them, I wonder what happened. Two of them are incarcerated. So we're hearing from this one woman. I wonder what's going on with the other woman.
Good question.
And they were singing in a Russian Orthodox church. Lyrics that were critical of Putin is
that's right.
What they were doing, yeah. But after this stuff comes out, and they, like, sounds like they just beat the crap out of people whenever they feel like it, I wonder what's going to happen to this poor lady.
Nothing good. I mean, she's really heroic to do something like this. I mean, she's literally placing her life on the line, but already you could argue that her life has been on the line simply by virtue of the fact that she's there, and these people are psychopaths.
Yeah, and her two friends, members of the band, they escaped. They're hiding somewhere, so they never went to prison. But and there's one other member who was incarcerated with her. But
Helen, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate.
Can you follow the story like the next?
We'll do our best. And if we don't give you the update and you hear about it sooner, feel free to call us give us the news. We kind of rely on our listeners to some extent to keep us in the loop with updates here. I saw this on the front page of freetalklive.com, so it's actually thanks to Confitas for submitting this. So hopefully Confitas will keep us in the loop. And you can do so, too, over at freetalklive.com anytime. We will talk to you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.